Big sports news yesterday, the Daytona 500 won by Denny Hamlin. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is the official race car driver of this program. He was also competing at Daytona yesterday. We say good morning to Gas Cap Louie. Hi, Louie.
Well, good morning to you, gentlemen. How you fellas doing this morning down in Dallas?
We're doing okay.
We're doing great. How are you?
That's good. That's good. Well, I've had better days, but just a big congratulations to Denny Hamlin. Big congratulations to Ticket for Ticket Stock.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You had my buddy Ked Woodley down there.
Yeah. You know Ked.
Oh, yeah. He's from my neck of the woods. And I tell you what, I'll tell you this right now. I got the Dominate the Foe on my ringtone. My grandson's put it on there for me. So every time Donna calls me, I hear it come Dominate the Foe. She'll do love that song.
Hey, your lovely wife, Donna.
Yeah, lovely wife, Donna. Big congratulations to her for being my wife. Big congratulations to Joe Gibbs Racing. They finally won. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping to do the same with our racing team. Of course, the NFL ties my racing team, too. I'm with Chan Gailey Racing now.
Really?
Yeah, really? Also understand you guys had another big Southern boy down there at Ticket Stock. Has Zaza Petulio down there. He's from down there in Georgia, I think around the Atlanta area.
Yeah, different state of Georgia. But, yeah, okay.
Well, boys, believe it or not, we didn't do too good at Daytona.
Yeah, I never saw you. I watched the coverage yesterday, and I never really saw your number.
Gary Lewis thinking about hanging it up after this one. I tell you, it just wasn't good for us. And believe it or not, I had a hard time getting a car this year. You know, last year I was on a moped, and the year before that I was on a Trek hybrid. Well, needless to say, I came in last place as the only guy who was on a 10-speed bicycle that year. And, of course, the next year I didn't do too much better on the moped. But this year I got lucky, got a sponsorship, got in the number 69 pink Tampax smart car. I tell you this, I learned something, learned a valuable lesson. The sub 1 liter just ain't going to get it done, gentlemen.
A number 69 car, huh?
Especially when you got a passenger you're riding along with you.
Who's your passenger?
I have a navigator with me.
You're not supposed to have that.
A navigator.
I swear I went fast on that track that I did this underpowered gas sipper, a smart car here. Old Dale Jr. hit me, and oh, my God, I sailed further through the air than John Denver did on his fatal day.
Okay.
Hey, come on.
I'm telling you, at one point I was just flying through the air in the seated position holding the steering wheel, nothing else. I ended up in the top of the grandstands, broke both my shin bones, had to duct tape them together pretty good because I lost my Cobra insurance.
Oh, no.
That's awful.
Yeah, I forgot to send in the paperwork, and that night I had to down a pint of whiskey and cauterize my compound fractures with a blowtorch, gentlemen.
Oh, things aren't going well for you.
But the good news is I know what I'm going to do after race, and I think I'm going to go into the broadcasting booth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, after I wrecked out, since I was up at the top of the grandstands, I went ahead on into the broadcast booth. It was a Mexican broadcast booth, so I had to do the Spanish broadcast for the rest of the race.
Really?
Yeah, and I believe my press agent, Donna, sent you guys a clip. So if we could listen to that Mexican broadcast in 3, 2, 1, you get to hear some of my words.
Pasa Daddy! Pasa Daddy! Contra Truax! Contra Truax! Hola! Contra Truax! 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 Hola, you Daddy! Daddy! Daddy Hamlin!
Daddy Hamlin!
Hamlin!
Daddy Hamlin!
Which one? Denny Hamlin. That was me, gentlemen.
That was you saying Denny Hamlin?
That was me the whole time. That was a big clip of me right there. I took over at the end of the broadcast.
Oh, that was great. A lot of good energy.
Yeah, they threw it over to an expert that had a lot of energy and everything. I think I can do it. I can't speak Mexican, but I'll tell you what, I'll learn.
So you went on the Spanish broadcast, but you don't speak Spanish.
That's right. All I have to say is Denny Hamlin.
Well, you nailed it, I guess.
I did nail it. Thank you so much, Jub. And I sure do appreciate all the support you guys gave me. And next year, you may be hearing a retirement announcement from me right before the Daytona 500.
No, we hope we're going to see you here in a few weeks at the Texas Motor Speedway.
Pray for me, gentlemen.
Oh, no.
Hang in there.
Pray for me. These shimbos hurt so bad. They hurt so bad.
Well, hang in there, Gas Cap.
Donna, I think, may be leaving me. So.
No, she wouldn't
be in your prayers. She's... really got attracted to them black men.
Hey, come on,
Gas Cap, that's something.
I guess they're going to be dominating FO, huh?
Oh.
Pray for me, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Bye. There's Gas Cap. You may or may not have seen him yesterday in the Daytona 500.